Yeah, pain. Yeah, pain. All the pain. Messing with everything. All the pain. It's in my ankle and thing. Yeah, that pain. How y'all doing today? Y'all know about pain? You do? Welcome, the weigh station is open. Come on in, it's time to put your tails on the scale. If you can manage to get on there. Yes, the pain. Yeah. Yeah, pain. Yes, pain all the time. Well, I tell you what, the pain is cold. Is it cold there in Alabama? Yeah, it's kind of cold. It's cool here. It's not really cold compared to what you know as cold. It might be in the 30s here. You just push through the pain, huh? Interesting. Well, the pain is not pushing through, I think. I think the biggest pain is to be confined to the chair prison. You know, to accept a life sentence of sitting in the chair prison. I think that could be painful. I don't know, but it seems like it would be to just give up and say, hell, I'm just going to sit down in the chair. I ain't going no daggone well. I have confined myself to chair prison. I did it to myself because of my lack of exercise. I did it to myself. Deal with it daily. But so blessed. I did it to myself. Well, some of us do. I mean, I was doing it to myself because I was just inactive. You know what I mean? I just have no lie about it. I just been inactive. I don't move and do enough. Why? I don't know. I sit down and play around on the video game, on the cell phone. I'm tapping on that thing all the time. I give them all a pardon. From the chair prison. Hey, you pardon them, Pretty Brown? Yeah. Well, I appreciate the pardon because you all are really helping me. It's because of you I dropped a couple of pounds. And I'm paying attention to what I eat for the first time in my life. I'm actually keeping a diary. I mean, a calorie counter. Whoa, dude. You play video games. Been there. Yeah, I don't do that anymore. I was addicted to, you know, gadgets, playing on the computer too much and things. I just wasn't moving as much, and I'm getting older, and I'm just making excuses now. I can stack them up so high. My excuses. I was heading for a medical disaster. I was heading for economic disaster. Just about everybody around me has already, you know, they dealing with different things. High blood. Blood so high. Whoa, the blood so high. It's about to touch the sky. I play this here video game that pay me money. God help you. Yeah. Blood so high and, sugar diabetes, oh, this sugar diabetes is everywhere. Man, that diabetes is just about getting everybody. It don't seem like it care. Yeah, the diabetes is getting the old. Diabetes is getting the young. But the old sugar diabetes, I don't want none. Yeah, I don't want none of it. So I was seeing so much till sometime it motivated me. Notice that's a word I use there, motivation, meaning the reason for action, motive, the reason, action, the reason for action. Well, hell, I was just terrified. I seen so shit around me, man, it scared me and made me say, oh, God, I got to do something. I was eating too much junk food. They trying to reform the healthcare system and it ain't gonna work because it's too many obese people in the system. It's creating too many problems. in the healthcare system. Yeah. But do I have to be one? I was asking myself them crazy questions. So I decided to make a change a few weeks ago, about the first of the year, and I was going to scope it. It will scare you to do right. That's right. Yeah, Fear is a powerful motivation. So I allowed it to motivate me to change, and I've been on the road to better health and nutrition, hopefully. They add all bad stuff to food. Well, it's a lot to be learned about it, and I'll admit I am ignorant on that subject. See, everybody's ignorant, I think. It's just on a different subject. But on the subject of diet, man, there's so much conflict and information out there, you'll get confused and do nothing. I mean, it's a million books on the subject of diet, good health, nutrition, and all that stuff. Hell, and they can't all be right. But they are talking about the same thing in a million different ways. You say, well, who and what do I pay attention to? I just get quiet, listen to myself, and maybe some of you. Y'all told me to put down the Pop-Tarts. I did. You told me to make smaller portions and drink more water. I did. But I do want to let you all know. Aegis Dan is in the room, people. I do not believe this. Aegis Dan has been missing in action for too damn long. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Aegis Dan. You're doing a great job, Rick. Well, what I'm doing, hopefully, is a great job on myself. But I'm going to tell you what. You helping me. Because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be doing this. And the only thing I am doing is keeping it on my mind by making a commitment to try to do a broadcast every day at 12 noon. To take about 10 or 15 minutes and tell what I have done. And hopefully, maybe you might want to do something with me. You are holding me accountable to doing better by having this little small group here. You're helping me be accountable. But I do want to say that the views expressed in this scope, they don't have anything to be considered as medical advice. So if anybody in here looking for medical advice is not in here, what this is a bunch of blues people and friends discussing blues music, diet, and good health. And now Aegis Dan is here, and there's no telling what the hell we're going to discuss. Nah, it ain't Dr. Rick unless it's the blues doctor. If you're stuck in the chair for some arm circles. Now, isn't that commitment? She talking to somebody that's stuck in the chair. Now, they can't do nothing but sit in the chair, and she's telling them, hell, move your arms in circle. Burn some calories. Hey, that'll be a sight. That's a sight to see. Hey, I discovered this new thing called walking. I thought I had been doing it for 50-something years, but hell, I don't think I had been doing it. I learned that walking was a good way to do a lot of things, even if you had to do it in place. Walking in place. Don't that seem so curt? I did that when I was laid up after my knee surgery. See, knee surgery, man, that's scary. Arm weights, incredible. Hey, she talking about doing it in place. If you're in the chair, just move your arms in a circle. Hell, if you can't go outdoors, just stand right there and just raise up one leg at a time. She's just talking about making some motion. I mean, that's commitment, isn't it? Yes, I'm walking in place now. See, that is so over the top. I love it. I love it. I love it. Just keep that blood flowing. Unreal. Yeah, I hear that those motions, the walking motions, I had a hip replacement. Yes, we need to move. This is deep. It's getting deep, people. It's getting deep. But I learned a little bit about that walking motion. Said it will strengthen the heart and lungs, and And I hear that if you do it on a regular basis, that the heart becomes more efficient and circulation improves. And I heard that that helps the ability to process oxygen. See, here goes a bot. Even that bot is trying to keep things moving. Hey, bot, you keeping your blood flowing? That bot blood. Yeah, that bot blood needs to keep moving. It always gets deep in the wrist. Yeah, that bot got good blood flow. Hey, I also heard that walking is one of the safest forms of exercise because it can be progressive. Bot blood is motor. I heard that it's hard to walk, hurt yourself when you're in a walking motion. So it's safe. It's hard to hurt yourself in a walking motion. And I heard that it's one of the first motor skills that a human body picks up, and it's also the last one that we want to give up. Yeah. It produces a tranquilizing state. You know, the walking motion produces a tranquilizing state that's more effective than drugs. Did y'all hear what I said? It'll get you high. Yeah, walking will get you high. How many miles I need, man? And it's probably a whole lot cheaper than crack. I like walking through the forest. It gets you high. Interesting. Hell yes, we need to sell some of this. I understand that it relaxes us and it produces side effects. Anyway, it's supposed to be some good stuff. It'll enhance our appearance. Now, y'all didn't get that. The walking motion. I like walking on the beach. We're talking about walking in front of the TV. Just stand up in front of the TV. The motion itself enhances our appearance. It improves our posture and circulation. And listen to this. Strengthens virtually every muscle in the body. God, the body. Yeah, I'm talking about every muscle. Yeah, they're walking as a mofo, folk. So I went out yesterday to do some of it, and I discovered something else. It's called pain. What pain? What pain? What pain? Pain came in my ankles and thing. I had an ankle injury back, you remember, back the first part of the year, I guess, in December. That's what I'm doing, watching TV and walking in place and some squats. Massage the pain out after the walk. Well, I was too far away to turn around. I had to walk back, you know. I was out about a mile. I was going to go for 2 miles. I can do 2 miles. More than that, but at about a mile, my ankle started hurting. And I was so far down the road, hell, I said, well, what am I going to do? Yeah, I just kept walking. Use a heating pad for the pain. I just kept walking. And eventually the pain went away. It was so crazy. It's like I walked on through the pain. Wow. You know, but anyway, today, I can feel it if I'm moving around, you know. It's like in there, but it's not hurting. But walk it out. Well, you people know something, don't you? But I'm hanging in there with it. I just wanted to y'all know about it. Squats are torture for me in therapy, getting better. Amazing. Hey, look, arthritis. I've heard about Arthur. We hadn't met personally, but I don't know. Get in the sauna. What the hell is a sauna? I mean, we ain't rich or nothing. I'm not. I mean, I'd like to get a sauna, but it's going to take a bunch of super hard. Hey, let me tell you what I did eat, though. This is because of you. Take beef bone broth. It helps with arthritis. Ha, at the gym. make your own sauna. Y'all done gone crazy. Build it. Y'all done gone buck wild up in it. I'm down here in the cotton field in Alabama, and you talking to me about building a sauna. Hey, look. Yesterday, because of you, I ate cereal bars. Yeah, you heard it. I gave up the biscuits. The biscuit gone, biscuit gone. I didn't have no sausage. Sausage gone, sausage gone. I didn't have no pancake. Pancake gone, pancake gone. I didn't have no syrup. Didn't put none on, put none on. All I had was cereal bars. But you know, I'm learning to like them. They're good, ain't it? Hey, I'm learning to like cereal bars. Now, I eat two of them, but you know, look, I'm a pretty good big guy. Hell, I need a couple of them now. And some coffee, and I'm cool. And I say, I'm a lot better than I would if I had ate two of them sausage egg biscuits and stuffed myself with all that white flour and pork meat. Then I drank some coffee. No sugar. Yeah, no. Anyway, for dinner, yeah. For dinner, I did get in those black eyed peas. Y'all heard the recipe, right? I cooked a pot of black eyed peas for my dad and them because I know they like them. And I put them in the crock pot and everything, you know, black eyed peas. And I did get in them now. I got it. And if y'all want the recipe, it's right there on the replay from last night's Periscope. In fact, some of your recipes, I'm going to be putting those out in the newsletter. I need y'all to help me with that too, by the way. Any of y'all that want to help me with the newsletter, it should go out every Monday. But sometimes I get behind. I had 300 calories worth of black-eyed peas. I had a little piece of ham and blona. 260 calories worth of some cornbread last night. Cornbread, y'all heard what I said. 360 calories worth. I had a pretty good sized pea. Then late last night, I wanted a snack for the kickback, so I had yogurt. Don't you love to hear me say that word? Yogurt. And I had yogurt and another breakfast bar. That was my night snack. 120 calories each. For a total of 1,520 calories yesterday. But that walk I did, now, it was short, but it was brisk. Now, I moved on. I give myself 400 calories on that. I burned off. So I get to subtract that 400 from 15. That leaves me 1,108 calories yesterday. Whole cakes. I used to know a girl by that name. My total was 1,108 calories for yesterday. How about you? How many calories did you consume yesterday? How many calories did you consume yesterday? Put it on the screen. Go ahead and say, I don't know. Or say, I don't care. That's why your booty and your belly sticking out everywhere. Ooh. But I only did 48 ounces of water, which is not enough. And I know I got to do better. I'm encouraging you all to do better. A total of 650. That's pretty good, Brown. Brown's serious about this thing. I don't know. But I sure enjoyed them. I walked 10 hours, though. Worked 10 hours, though. I don't know. All I know is, let's do better. Let's do that. And y'all welcome to join me. I'm going to try. If there's any new people in this scope tonight or today, anybody here for the first time here in the Way Station, thank you for stopping in. My name is Rick Patton. I'm the self-appointed Goodwill Ambassador to the Blues Music. And I'm also on the road toward good health and better nutrition for myself. And you are welcome to join in at high noon 12 noon every day. Tell a friend to bring their big ass on in. We also get together at night at 9. Try to keep things line, you know, in line. I'm going to the sauna now. Get it ready. Somebody trying to be funny. Somebody in here rich. Got a sauna at home and all that shit. It's been fun, but it's time to run. Hope to see y'all again. Hit the follow button, my friends. Mongo, back to Nashville. Miss last name. Mongo, don't go. Come see me tonight.